Right, it's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech. It is, of course, 7 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. I'm going to charge Chicken and Helmut for taking some of my time here. I'm going to invoice them. But welcome to Tech, and we continue from where we have left yesterday, looking at the trends that, the technological trends that are assisting real estate businesses to flourish. And yesterday we were looking at the automated rental property and sale platforms. So, and we also looked at the 3D and virtual. This is what we looked at. We first looked at the automated rental and purchases and purchasing property platforms, and then we looked at 3D virtual house and apartment tours, where we spoke about, you know, virtual tours. And today we are going to focus on what is called conversational artificial intelligence. We are going to look at what is called conversational artificial intelligence, how this conversational artificial intelligence can aid, how this is able to aid real estate business, you know, or agencies and properties, or property owners and property buyers or property sellers, to be able to, you know, have access to their clients and vice versa. Conversational artificial intelligence is, let me try to simplify it. Let me try to simplify what conversational artificial intelligence is. Because it involves the issues of natural language models or natural language processing models. It also involves the issues of application programming interfaces or bots. Now, how that works is, instead of having, you know, people, for example, when you have a call center, machines can learn to, you install what we call interactive machine learning systems. Or this is an interactive artificial intelligence where machines learn, both machines and software, they learn the behaviors of the customers, and through natural language processing model systems, you have conversational artificial intelligence. So you create a conversational artificial intelligence. So for you to get to the level of what conversational artificial intelligence really is when you have the natural language processing models system in place, and you also have big data, of course. You also have deep learning or machine learning and machine reasoning. And then you have algorithm that determine what response should be given to whom. And all that culminates to what we call the application programming interface, where there is an interface that allows a customer to speak or to call in and speak what they want or say what they want, and they get the answers. Now, this conversational artificial intelligence is not yet at the level where, of course, it's not where at the level where you have an unmanned call center system. But it is getting there. So this is but futuristic. This is but futuristic. So before we get to what, to how this will help in the real estate business, we then need to understand, maybe let's look at the examples, almost one pre-example of conversational artificial intelligence. That is yet at a beginning stage. Have you gotten into a shop where you hear a machine saying, next customer to teller number 4? Okay, next customer to teller number 4, that is bot software speaking. That is bot, you know, led by an algorithm with a certain amount of data that allows it to process that accordingly, and also a certain level of intelligence. Now, that can only tell you to go to teller number 4. And it ends there. But in future, you will be able to call a certain company and you are talking to a machine. You are talking to the robotics to say, please, I cannot log on into my banking app. Something is wrong, or I need ABCD. I need to place an order, and you speak. Now, one example of conversational artificial intelligence that is practical is Siri. When you have to tell your Siri on your phone to call whoever, and it does that. Or Siri, you ask Siri some question and it responds to you. So that's level number 1 of conversational artificial intelligence. Samsung also has a system where you have to search by voice. Of course, they tried to come up with their own Siri type of thing, but it did not work out, and then Samsung had to abandon it. So they gave up. But in future, what they are planning to do with this conversational artificial intelligence is going to be more of high level as compared to what we see with Siri. Last year, when we were dealing with the latest iPhone that is going to ask you whether or not you are vaccinated. So that was demonstrated by Tim Cook himself. So that is conversational artificial intelligence. Now, is this going to assist, you know, real estate? For example, tenants looking for rent or for a house to rent, or landlords or agencies looking for tenants to rent their properties or buyers to buy their properties. If you go on Facebook, there will be a system where you just speak. You just say what you want, and that is translated into text, and you get the response according to what you have inquired. Now, with natural processing language, with natural language processing model systems that we have or that are being developed, that is even going to be more conversational. So it's going to be more like you are talking to a human being. So, for example, you call at a certain call center, and instead of having a human being, the other side of the desk, you have a software. So it's just a computer that says, how can I help you, sir? Or how can I help you, madam? Say, no, I want to ask, I want airtime of $50, for example. Okay. And then the machine will respond to you. May I have your number, please? And your ID number and whatever information that will be required. You give in that ID number or number. Then the software processes everything. And then immediately you get your airtime. So that is going to improve work. Because human beings, apparently, human beings tend to be sluggish. They tend to take their time to respond to emails. You just send emails that just simple question, simple inquiry, but it will take hours before that person replies to your email. So to avoid that, machines must come in and do the work, because machines will not be sluggish. They will perform work immediately. Now, in the issues of real estate, this will assist, you know, people with various disabilities that they can only speak that I want a 2-bedroom apartment in Comasdal, for example. And then this software is able to find that. And immediately say, okay, I found you something. And this is 123 Street. And here is a number that you can call to inquire more. So this is how conversational artificial intelligence will change. This is how it is projected to change, the game as far as, you know, efficiency in terms of work is concerned. Let me move a little bit out of real estate. Let me go to the issues of government offices, for example, and also private companies. They can also employ this conversational artificial intelligence. Instead of having, you know, 24 hours, people that are there for 24 hours and you have to pay them, you know, overtime and, you know, you have to pay them these allowances and so forth, software can do the work. But there is still there's still a long way to go, because our accents are not the same. So the problem that we have with conversational artificial intelligence is that it's foreign language based. So it's foreign language based that somebody in Vanaheda who does not speak English, who speaks Shiherero or speaks any other vernacular language, will be marginalized, because then this type of conversational technology cannot assist them since they can't speak the English. And this type of technology is coded, programmed, and designed in English. So the script is written in English. So the person who speaks vernacular language is to a disadvantage here, or is at a disadvantage. So, and in big, this is big, this is going to be problematic, you know, big time. And also what you are seeing on Facebook, the trend that is going on Facebook is that most of the groups, accommodation groups and rental groups are in English. So people who don't understand English are at a disadvantage, because if I'm alone and there's nobody to help me understand the English, which means I will be limited to find a place. Because I don't understand the English. You know, I don't understand the English language. So the issues of language barrier need to be looked into. When this technology is, you know, disseminated, and last week we spoke about meaningful technology, that the technology must be able to do three things, must be able to enhance, you know, the healthcare system, and it also must be able to speak to the education, to the immediate, you know, education of the person, which means it must be able to relate to that person, and it must also contribute to the environment, to the sparing of the environment. But now the problem is, this technology is not in the language that most people speak. So this technology is not in the language of many of people. You see, and that's what makes technology to be kind of a boring subject. You know, it becomes a boring subject to local people. It becomes a boring subject to local people, unlike politics, because in politics, people fantasize. In politics, people are they've invested their emotions in. You know, they've invested a lot of emotions in politics, and it becomes fantasy that anybody can participate in, whether they know what they are talking about or not, whether what they are saying is true or is factual or not. So, in politics, there is a lot of emotional fantasy. You know, when people are talking, it's fantasy, it's emotional. It's far from the reality, but people like it anyway. Now technology is boring because, number one, it has, you know, it's something that is, you know, something that we are using from a consumption point of view. Yes, we are involved. From a consumption point of view, we are, but from a presentational and conversational point of view, we cannot say anything, because number one, we don't understand the terminologies. Number two, the terminologies are not in our language. Number three, you know, we have stereotyped it to be for the academics and the educated people and the high level, you know, knowledgeable. But from a user and a consumer point of view, yes, with that we are talking. So if you have to put politics and technology there, people will go to politics. Why? Because in politics, people invest their emotions. They, you know, most people fantasize in politics. And from a presentational and conversational point of view, politics buys, you know, people buy into it. But from a reality point of view, that's where things becomes, you know, things start to hang in the balance. You know, if I come in now and I start to talk about, you know, if I start to talk to have a topic on IPC and SWAPO, and you know, IPC especially in SWAPO, whether the person was present at the beginning of the show or not, as soon as I open the lines will be flooded with calls, because everyone has something to say, either about IPC or about SWAPO. Because people have invested over the years a lot of emotions in politics. But in technology, it becomes a boring subject. Because we stereotype it to belong to the academics. And we stereotype it to be more of, you know, for the educated. So that's how the problem is. I mean, the issues of language barrier becomes problematic, because this technology is spoken, is defined in a foreign language. So this technology is designed in the foreign language, and it is difficult to just jump in a conversation when people are talking about artificial intelligence, when they're talking about big data, and they're talking about, you know, 3D printing and virtual, you know, touring. All these things are foreign terminologies. They are not part of the vernacular system or vernacular language command. So, and that's very, very, very understandable. You know, that's understandable. But don't you take a minute or two to listen and find out how technology is affecting your life and your daily activities, your daily livelihood.
On August 26th, Namibia remembers the heroes whose blood waters our freedom. So to ensure that their blood was not shed in vain, commit yourself to live a life worthy of their sacrifice. Vow to honor our heroes by driving sober, adhering to the speed limit, wearing a seatbelt, regularly checking your tires, and being a responsible pedestrian. Join the movement and honor our heroes. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamilem Sakuri, Limorisa Zasirimoses Tatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Matutoze Pahami Zechualeka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi bari tabaka fera kabutungi. Mokwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele ruofisi zerifu kaofi. Mwamre nengi wa winduk, toropo yanku renkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nomboro ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzula Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
All right. So whether we understand this technology or not, from the perspective of a language issue, this technology is affecting our livelihood, and we are actually at the mercy of who is going to decide what. Now, conversational artificial intelligence can not only work, not only benefit the real estate industry. It can benefit the Ministry of Home Affairs. It can benefit the Ministry of Health. It can benefit, you know, your company and your business. And we are going to look at that and how government agencies can leverage the use of this conversational technology next week. But we are now looking at the possibility of you, because in time past, we used to walk around, literally walking around to see if there is any place for rent, walking around. And we now change from walking around into, you know, announcing it in radio. And I said yesterday that the issues of radio announcement is a complicated one, because you have to know all the radio stations that are having an announcement program. And you don't even have a guarantee that your message will be read immediately, because there are other messages, other short messages also, like death notice, notices, and, you know, funeral notices and all the memorial services notices. So your message, short message looking for rent might be covered under, you know, might be under 50 other messages that have nothing to do with that. So by the time your message is read on air, you must have waited for a long time. Then we moved from that one to announcement on the go, which is, you know, automated, you know, selling and property, you know, purchasing platforms. And we moved from there to virtual touring. Literally, that you can actually, somebody can just send you a short video about an apartment. And this is what, this is where, this is what, this is a balcony, this is a what. Then you can already like the department or the apartment according to what is presented on what, according to what is virtually presented. But this is also, this also comes with a challenge. It comes with a challenge. The issues of honesty. So how do I know that what is being presented there is really, is, you know, in reality what I want? So that comes to the point, it becomes challenging, it becomes tricky, the issues of honesty. Because you find scams there, you find scammers there that can present they can just download an apartment somewhere, edit it nicely. Well, the apartment is in Mexico. It doesn't even exist in, you know, in real life. And they can scam you or dupe you to pay money in advance, and the person deletes the account. So the issues of honesty when it comes to automated selling and purchasing, selling and property purchasing platforms is tricky. Then we come to the issues of conversational technology, and we are looking at it from the benefit and the challenges. And then we are saying the challenges can then, you know, amount to the issues of language command, accent. Sometimes you are saying a word, you are pronouncing a word, but the software is not getting what you are saying. Just because the software is programmed by somebody who somebody with a verbosity. So if it is the software is made or is programmed and coded by somebody with a high verbosity, you know, and the person rah-rahs, you will speak my own broken English and the software will not understand you. You will not get what you are saying. So those are the challenges, the dynamics of language. The dynamics of a language command. Because our English language command in Namibia is different from the Nigerian way of pronouncing words. Because where there is an E, they put an H. And where there is an H, they put an E. So heaven becomes heaven. And then earth becomes heart. So if you get into that situation like that, the software will have difficulties in helping you. So if you get to the point where heaven is heaven and earth is heart, then conversational artificial intelligence will have problem. You will have a problem working with that software. Because the person that coded that software or programmed it was not considerate of a Nigerian English. So all those are the dynamic, you know, those are the challenges in terms of the language dynamic. The person that coded that software was not aware of some accents or some language command and how we pronounce our, you know, the words. So you will have difficulty. And the software will say, sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Or the software will perform something else because of the way you are pronouncing the words. Right. Twenty-one minutes to 12. Let's have a conversation. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That's the number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. You can come through. We can have a conversation. What your take and what we are discussing. You can come through right now. We have opened my lines for this 21 minutes. So those are the challenges of this conversational artificial intelligence. So under this conversational artificial intelligence, the contact channels will be available 24/7, including weekends, because it's a software that is dealing with that. It's no longer a human being. So some contact centers only work up to 1 on Saturdays. So from there, you are at the risk of who is going to do what until Monday morning. But with this conversational artificial intelligence, you can call anywhere, or you can call anytime, and you will be assisted, because now it is algorithm, it's bots, it's application programming interfaces, computers that are doing the work. So we don't yet have this system, but it is futuristic. It will come in the future. Just like in 2007 when iPhone 1, you know, started, or when iPhone started, we didn't have much of the features that it has today. So it improved. It improved to the point that now we have facial recognition or face ID, and then so on and so forth. So some of this, the component of this technology is not yet, you know, available readily. Those are the issues of language. And I see technology is being responsible for the extinction of many languages, because much of the technology that we are going to use, whether we like it or not, is coded in foreign language. So we are going to understand that foreign language better than we will understand our own language. And therefore, to the detriment of our languages. So we will be going for a short break. We'll be going for a short break. But before we go for a short break, now, the reason why they want to employ conversational artificial intelligence is because they want to make sure that the response time is fast, is as fast as possible. Human beings are sluggish. Their response is very slow. The response time is very, they take time before they respond. You know, they take time before they respond. So machines will do the work better, apparently. So machines will do the work better. They will respond quickly. There will be a quick response. For example, you want electricity, and you call, and there is a call center, and you are assisted by the automated system. The response will be quicker as compared to the manned, you know, response. Somebody who is at the switchboard, you know, a human being who is on the switchboard, they're trying to process stuff. So maybe the person that is on the switchboard doesn't understand. They have to go and look for, where is Ndeutapo? Ndeutapo is the one that understands. So please come and send the email. This one, Ndeutapo is on lunch. So Ndeutapo is stuck in rest block because of traffic. And somebody needs electricity immediately. They want to watch the World Cup in Qatar. But then the Ndeutapo that is supposed to process that is at Hresblok, or is stuck in one of the robots. Stuck on one of the, you know, these robots or whatever, traffic lights. He's still moving up and down in town square trying to check what you can eat. So to avoid that, you need then conversational artificial intelligence fully developed and fully capable of performing fully fledged customer care. So do you agree with them that, you know, machines will do better? Do you agree with them that machines will do a better job, that will do a quicker job? The number in studio is 083-288-401. Well, if I have to put my disagreement on it, I would say, look, even machines have software glitches. So just like Ndeutapo, who also have his weakness, machines also have weaknesses. Because any software glitch, there will be no call center. The whole thing will stand still. You know? Any headache in a software, things will underperform. And you will have a problem. You will have a double transaction. You know, you will have a double transaction. You wanted to buy electricity for $200, you end up buying electricity for $400 because processes were too slow, and when the software woke up, things doubled. So you have a problem. So anything has its weakness, and we should not worship technology that to that high level of thinking that it is coming to be perfect. Anything made by a human being who is imperfect, it is also bound to be imperfect. So there is no way a human being who is imperfect, there is no way he can make something that is more perfect than himself. There will always be a problem. There will always be a problem. So, this is how real estate will benefit from this conversation now. You just need to speak. If you can't write, you just go, for example, on the page and speak. Right, so let's go for a short break and then we'll come and end our conversation.
Hello Namibia. Indira pamanate ruyuni walelape. Lelape onkaro ompu wama futiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelape nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwa ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomafio, omatumaraka gomakarero ya mbeko gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe nguka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza warapo dorandatu ni siringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lelape oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lelape ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o mauthemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo o mauthemba goe hogora kucha o wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindimpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM imba lelape nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital@malaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza ko karandisi tudengera nena kono rajeta tuime mbarinora datongoi jamano datundatu nenge kono rajeta tuime datumbari getatu ne nonora yeriari. Lelape yimo nena nena tai adika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, now. the big data, how big data will benefit real estate. Now, with big data is, you know, the algorithm will be able to learn the behaviors of the, for example, the behaviors of tenants and the preferences. So the world is saying that there will be, you know, billions of, you know, of bytes into data, because data is becoming a commodity, and it's data that is when algorithms are able to analyze data and learn everybody's behavior, their rental behavior and their preferences in terms of what type, what location do you prefer. And, you know, if for the past 6 months you have been living in Comasdal, next time you look for place, the software will be able to suggest, oh, what about 123 Street in the same, in Comasdal? There is two bedroom there. So the algorithm will be able to suggest precisely what you prefer based on your past, you know, based on the data that it has gathered on your past preferences. So you are able to receive notification from the bot itself that, okay, there is a 3-bedroom house in Vanaheda. There is a for sale, for example, or there is somebody who want to buy a house, because the algorithm have learned that you are selling houses or you are buying houses or you are looking for rent or you are renting apartments. So you are able to receive, you know, notifications based on your preferences. So that's how easy this is going to make it for tenants and both for, and landlords to be able to find themselves on these automated platforms. And we also said that individually, we also need to respect these platforms because they carry potential opportunities for our businesses. For example, if you want to be, you know, if you want to sell something, buy something, this algorithm will tell you that there's somebody selling a house or there's somebody selling or wanting to buy a house. Then you don't struggle looking for clients or looking for buyers because, or looking for sellers, because algorithms have learned what you prefer, what you like, or your past experience has been, you know, transformed into data that is being used to at least give you options. So they can also predict changes in renting with projected 90% accuracy and other metrics in terms as far as property selling and buying is concerned. So this will help you as a client to understand what property is better choice for your investment. And that is both commercial and non-commercial properties. So that is, you know, how, of course, we cannot finish this there are many. So So, and tomorrow we are going to discuss the issues of blockchain, how blockchain technology will help real estate, you know, businesses. And in terms of the security, as far as the transaction and financial security is concerned. And we are going for a short break again. After that, I'll come and say my goodbyes. You know?
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Right, so we are going to discuss further on these issues tomorrow. And of course, my time has really come to a serious halt here. And I have to give way for, you know, the brand conversation. And we're going to meet again tomorrow, same time and same frequency. So you do stay tuned. Do stay tuned for the rest of the programs. Of course, after the brand conversation comes your own number one, you know, news bulletin. That's the top of the hour of 1 o'clock. That is on the radar. So stay tuned, and for me, it's a goodbye.
Protect your postpaid contract with MTC's Credit Life Insurance policy. Leave it to us to pay out the outstanding balance on your contract of up to 36 months with no waiting period in case something happens to you and you aren't around anymore to pay off your debt on your postpaid contract. Plus, you can take out multiple MTC Credit Life policies for even more protection in turbulent times. Don't delay. Visit your nearest mobile home to apply and make a once-off payment today. T's and C's apply. MTC. Make the connection.
Root out corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.
Time to get fired up for the first ever Real Good Braai Championship. Real Good Chicken is on the hunt for the best chicken kapana braaier in Namibia. If you braai for a living, you could win a branded and full kitted out business starter container as well as poultry stock for half a year. All you need to do is buy a Real Good Chicken Kapana half bird box and SMS champion plus your town name 22442 to enter. Real Good Chicken, a proud product of Nama Poultry Industries.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odho nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nuu inatua weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no topra. Tuvada pomura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Drakuru ke gesika. Nak twa tum amtisa wa ko e. Twa twa twa. Ka khundra twa. Ju gesu dwara wa ko te ke go khasi. Kam twa khwang u khati ngas nge gesika kausin. Ekam ka gabak auka wa a ogo kabagem khawin kausin. Ka wa gesika ka wa community ga kem wese. Mtwa boma am judore ke community ke gwa mke kain ka wa mga. Gesika wa kaka wa state ga ta wa mwese ka mga. Kwara jama amti ke okrata okrewa. Ake kwara ke traditional authority oko gesika board. Ang bo akan ku oko gesi kwa adra. Taktawa msika. Kai wa kai hito ma amti ke gesika kuru ek kai wa nofa ka wa 2022 ga. Ministra wa kankum tari du oko ka kuru wa kwa tamok usin ka wa ju gesi ni ka ndra ke gesika a ke tan ka kwara. Ministri ka tamakal prit ka kwa ma amti ke dra kuru tamake chisin ka e. Ke kakwesi ka wa gesika ek ek no faith ka wa 2022 ga. Kwara jwa ehea kuru dra. Kwara ake tan ka wa gesika ga. Juwe aho tike tkao ka chika kwa ma amti ya ta ake maringan kai wa 4,000 ofa uwa dorongo ke kuru nge ke chisin ka e kama ke ka. Hitwa hea kare dra, kama ke konti ke authority, khaba ya ta ati ke mari kwa nguwa fifta ke ta mwese ka dra ni khangon. State te nguwe ka uwa khwang u gesi ka ke traditional kausin, hi gya ke ka kakukwe ke ngun karu oko ngun dorea. Taswe dra ke gesi ka uwa ka ehea kwe ju ka oko gumi. Harasu. Drai twa mamti wa yuwe community a kaus nga gaba gesi ke kati nana ke gu gungu oko ka mtiasu. Ministri agre juwes o kangati ngasu oko gaba si kawa kaga kama ke tekaise system ka uang unloga. Community kaus a kati ke klati weka gya ke drakuru ga ka twa mamti ke traditional authority. Gesi ka of ministry kantor tumsi ke koe agya. Lo kawa kaga gya ti weka twa mamti ke dra huang tuang e ngasi kama ke gesi ka board kuru dra ke gesi ka kwara ke ta twa ma amti ke ka kuru o ko khwan u ke program ka e gesi ka nu dre ga usi khauti ke hana wa republic ka wa namibia european union o ko german cooperation ke german development bank ke tik te sam si ngam khui ke ministry public relation office ke nomor ka ya kama 06 20 7 9 2 9
Oulium na ngeshefa ni wahara kushivifa oma akuroyo kupitira muhuri ke radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konora hitatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konora hitatu natu, mbali o hitatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM the eye.
You always listen to your heart when you're in love. But why not listen to it when it warns you? Come on, deep in your heart, you know your risk of a heart attack increases with high blood pressure and cholesterol, smoking, obesity, diabetes, depression and stress. So listen to your heart, exercise, watch your weight and avoid tobacco. Call NHB on 061-285-5400 or visit www.nhb.com.na. NHB, we're about you.